Thrones Dominations by Dorothy L. Sayers and Jill Peyton Walsh. Read by Ian Carmichael. I was delighted and deeply honoured when Lord Peter Wimsey's associates asked me to write up a case which he worked on early in his marriage, a period of adjustment in his life and that of his wife, and of upheaval on the public stage. I have loved and admired Lord Peter since first I met him in my school days. As one might expect of a person born in 1890, he has some old-fashioned mannerisms. But his undying charm arises from a characteristic which he shares with Rolf Touchett in Portrait of a Lady, Benedick in Much Ado About Nothing, and even somewhat with Mr. Rochester in Jane Eyre, but with none too many others in literature or in life. That is, that he requires as his consort a spirited woman who is his intellectual equal. Such an unusual alliance as Lord Peter's with Harriet Vane has naturally aroused widespread curiosity. A curiosity which, within the limits dictated by the literary form of a detective story, and respect for his earlier chronicler, I have tried to satisfy. Jill Peyton Walsh. Thrones and imperial powers, offspring of heaven, ethereal virtues. All these titles now must we renounce, and changing style be called Princes of Hell? Thrones, Dominations, Princedoms, Virtues, Powers. John Milton. Chapter 1. They order, said I, this matter better in France. Lawrence Sterne.
I do not, said Monsieur Théophile Daumier, understand the English.